Wisconsin Senator Kathleen Vinehout won't be running as Democratic candidate in this fall's gubernatorial election. She says she decided not to run after breaking her arm in a car crash last month.
This news almost guarantees that there will not be a Democratic primary. Here to talk about this announcement and what it could mean for Wisconsin in the fall is Joe Heim. He's a professor of political science at UW La Crosse. Joe Heim, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Now, there had been some discussion about Senator Vinehout's arm for some time. Were you surprised by this news?
Not really. I think for obvious reasons, she's had a number of surgeries. Clearly, the damage to that auto accident was much more extensive than just simply a broken arm.
Now,
she's got physical therapy and further surgeries to do, apparently.
Now, this pretty much means there won't be a Democratic primary. Is that right?
Yeah, it's less and less likely as every day goes by. right now, most of the major candidates that would have been thought about had pulled out of the races, simply decided they weren't going to run. It doesn't necessarily preclude somebody getting in at the last minute, but the odds are a little bit against that as time goes on.
Is there anybody that you could think of just off the top of your head that might get in seeing an opportunity like this? Or?
Well, there was a businessman from Dane County that talked about running early on, and he would have been self-financed. I don't recall his name offhand. The minority leader of the assembly, I think he talked about possibly running at one time. But Kathleen Falk, of course, is always out there as a possibility. But really, for the most part, the bigger candidates, the heavyweights, had already pulled out.
Now, this sounds like this could be good news for Mary Burke. What do you think about that? Because she's the Democratic candidate for governor now, I guess.
I suspect that she's a little bit relieved at this. It gives her a little more time to develop her case and get around the state and more of her own time. A primary might have had the potential for pushing her faster than she's ready to do. She would have had to campaign, first of all, against another Democrat, and it would essentially take her focus off of attacking the governor, going after the governor. So she's probably relieved overall. I think, although I suspect she's not going to say too much about it, other than maybe kind words for Kathleen Vinehout.
Now, there's some people who think that the primary would have been good for Mary Burke, though, right?
I think it would have, frankly. I'm a supporter of primaries. I think it's a very healthy part of democracy. I think in particular for Mary Burke, it would have been advantageous. It would have honed up her image, sharpened up her campaign skills. And I'm sure you know she's not ever run a statewide race. So I think it would have been very healthy for her name identification, for example. She's not that well known, frankly, in the state. So having a contest could have been very healthy for her. The negatives, some people argue that you spend too much money in a primary. I've always believed that that money spent in a primary pays off in November.
Now, it's possible that one of the things that would have come out in a primary race is probably the same thing that appears to already be coming out from the Republican side is the discussion about money and politics to some extent. I mean, Senator Kathleen Vinehout was very sort of focused on the idea of keeping money out of the election, and that probably would have been an issue. And the Republicans are referring to Mary Burke now as a Madison millionaire. So do you think that having that discussion in the primary would have helped strengthen Burke had she won the primary in a governor's race?
It would have cleared the air a little bit. Instead of simply naming her like a Madison liberal or a Madison millionaire, through a primary process of her getting herself out, she would have been better known. And, Herb Cole, for example, was a multimillionaire many times over, but it never bothered people because they knew him and they liked him. And this would have given Mary Burke a chance to kind of get her name across, and people would realize that she's not necessarily some millionaire that is well above other people. So it's that issue probably has been laid to rest. The reality is, however, that the governor is very likely going to outspend Mary Burke, even if she does use her own personal resources. She's been fairly successful at raising money so far, and I think that was one of the challenges that Kathleen Vinehout faced. Raising the kind of money you have to do to run a statewide campaign.
Another thing that some Republicans mentioned today is that in some ways Mary Burke would be returning to the former policies of former Governor Jim Doyle because she was part of his administration. Do you think that's going to be a theme that will run through the campaign this year?
Yes, I do. I think that's we made a major shift in Wisconsin policy when Governor Walker was elected. There's no question about that. And like it or not, basically, some people are going to like it, some people are not. But he can point to the past and say, you know, we're moving on to the future, and we don't want to go back to the past. Governor Doyle was not terribly unpopular when he left office, but partly because of the economy at that time, I think it gave a little bit of a negative image to his campaign. Mary Burke being in the administration, you know, obviously she can be labeled a Doyle supporter, another Doyle person, and to the degree that that's a negative, that's going to be one of the themes in this race.
How do you think this news affects the Governor Walker's campaign?
I think it's going to allow him to focus. He's already done this, by the way. He's got pretty much a focus on Mary Burke, and I think he thought all along, and his campaign thought all along, that she would be the candidate, and he's already in his candidate. The Republican Party have been attacking her pretty regularly. So it allowed them to focus more on her rather than worry about whether it's going to be Kathleen Vinehart or Mary Burke. This way they could focus their attention on her, and if they want to start running ads, if they have a lot of money to do this, they certainly know where they're going at this point.
Do you think that there will be any issues that will be lost with Kathleen Vinehart out of the race?
That's a possibility. It would have been I frankly would have looked forward to a primary engagement between the two. You have a sitting state senator versus, frankly, a pretty newcomer. You have a more of a moderate and maybe somewhat more liberal. Somebody has more experience, basically. I think it would have been a pretty fascinating race, frankly, between the two of them. And I was looking forward to it.
So I think we've kind of squashed this entirely, but do you think there's any chance at all that there could be a Democratic primary? Is there any chance that somebody could step forward at this point, do you think?
It's, as I said, it's less and less likely. One of the interesting things about this whole Mary Burke candidacy is how quickly the party elites jumped on her bandwagon. And she was well ahead with financing. She had a lot of endorsements from state legislators and some of the hierarchy of the party. And Kathleen Vinehart really had very little of that. So she had a head start, basically. And I think that gives her an advantage in the sense of essentially running a race at her own pace.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for speaking with us today about this.
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
That was Joe Heim. He's a professor of political science at UW La Crosse.